This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. How do they do it? That's what I want to know. And you're wondering, what in the heck is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show talking about when he asked the question, how do they do it? How do they pick the worst city in America? That's what I want to know. Hey, if you want to reach out to me, kjradio.com, or you can call me at 844-551-8255. If you are listening to this program and you live in what I call an urban indoctrination center, aka a city, you live in a cesspool. It doesn't even matter what it is. It could be Salem, Oregon. It could be Portland, Oregon. I got a lot of folks up there. It could be Cleveland, Ohio. It could be Chicago, Illinois. It doesn't matter. Some, you know, relative to others, you'll say, well, Portland, it's the great white north. So it's got fewer problems than, say, Cleveland, Ohio or Detroit. But it's got problems because it's a city that's run by liberals, leftists, no question, progressives, and they are running it into the ground little by little. And the only thing that bails them out is everything that surrounds them, all that farmland, all those good rural folk that talk a little bit differently, that slow down, have good sensibilities about themselves, have this thing called common sense. So how do you determine what is the worst city in America? Let's throw some names out. Okay, I've given you Baltimore. I think I did. We've got Cleveland. We've got Chicago. We've got Los Angeles. We've got Detroit. We've got Atlanta. You know, Oakland, Compton. How many do you need? How many do you want? I got plenty. I got a lot of them. Houston, Texas. Dallas, Texas. Austin, Texas. Go to Arkansas. Tulsa. Oklahoma City. D.C., San Antonio in a Liberty Town, Austin in a Baton Rouge. Or maybe it was Boston. Yeah, Boston and Baton Rouge. Tulsa, Austin, or Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco. When you hear the music, I'm doing this. I have to remember the towns by quoting Huey Lewis. But it doesn't matter where you go. You got lots of crime. You got lots of cover up. You got people going, let's clean up the city so people don't realize how filthy dirty it is. That's what de Blasio is like. Now look, let's pick up the city. They got people coming in. It's like your parents. When they say, look, be sure to pick up your room. We got company coming over. You know, everybody help pick up around here. That's what would happen. The cities are the same way. Go pick stuff up. Throw that trash out. Somebody get some air freshener. Don't you know? Some of these nasty cities wish they could just turn on a big old fan with air freshener. Oh, man. Gosh, just filthy. Harry Reid talked about it. He says, D.C., I tell you, in the summer, it's really nasty. These foreigners come in, and hey, let's just put, I'm being honest, they're stinky. They're stinky people. You remember when he said that? Y'all, I mean, you're old enough. Don't act like you're not old enough. But, yeah, Harry Reid actually said that. He said, foreigners are funky. Funky foreigners. Won't you take me to Funky Town? Funky Town is D.C. Oh, man, see, we are musical people. Black folks are musical people. Funky Town. So, It's funny to me that they would try to figure out what's the worst. Where's the worst town to live? What do you think it is? The worst town. What do you believe is the worst city to live? I don't even know the statistics of what makes it that. Is it crime rate? Is it access to opportunity? Is it, you know, for example, unemployment? Is it tourism? What do they measure on? And I got the article here, so I didn't even read it. All I saw was who was named the worst town. Who do you think it was? I've given you a lot of choices. By the way, the city it was is not in those choices. I know. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. I've given you Detroit, Boston. No, yeah, I did Boston because you was. Cleveland, Chicago, New York. San Francisco, I mean, you name it. And the town's not even in there. You need a hint? It's not a big city. Oh, let me just be the deal breaker. What do they call it? I'm going to... Spoiler alert. All right, it's St. Louis. The city I just moved from. St. Louis is the worst town in America. Worst city. No, I'm sorry. Worst city in Missouri. Oh, shoot. Well, that kind of blows everything I just said, doesn't it? I bet it's the worst town in America, though. This article says, worst town in Missouri. City's poor standing, largely attributed to economic decline brought on by lack of population growth and waning manufacturing sector. Let me tell you why St. Louis is the worst town to live in the country. They don't want to say it, but it's true. Let me tell you why. Number one, St. Louis at the turn of the 20th century, I'm talking 1905, population 860,000. St. Louis population in 2017, 318,000. Now, in 100 plus years, this city has managed to shrink by almost two-thirds. That's sickening. You're talking about Chicago went from believe it or not, Chicago and St. Louis were roughly the same size at the turn of the 20th century. Chicago's now millions of people. You could put the downtown of St. Louis in a two-block radius of Chicago's downtown. You may not even take you that much. It may just take a block. It's crazy how big and how successful. And by the way, Chicago's still an armpit. Don't misunderstand me. But they figured out how to make money. They gouge everybody there. But St. Louis did not. They gouge and can't even build a city. Many of the economic problems in St. Louis are tied to the city's rapid population decline. City's population is less than half of what it was during the peak. Its 1950 peak of 860,000 people, and it continues to decline. While the population grew 11.5% in the last 10 years, the number of residents in St. Louis fell 5.4%. Now, think about those numbers. To find the worst city in each state, 24/7 Wall Street examined approximately 550 cities across the country with populations over 65,000 residents in 2015. They looked at data in nine categories: crime, demography, economics, education, environment, health, housing, infrastructure, and leisure, and made a final judgment. Worst cities in neighboring states: Illinois, Rockford, Kansas City, Kansas, which, by the way, shares its border with St. Louis, Missouri, with Kansas City, Missouri, Iowa, Des Moines, Arkansas, Fort Smith. What they're telling you, folks, is wherever the city has a decent-sized population, it stinks. That's it in a nutshell. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. St. Louis, woohoo! Way to go, girls.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Yeah. We were just talking about me screwing up the last segment, talking about St. Louis is the worst city in the country, and it's the worst city in Missouri. Like, that's, you know, really? That's like saying, the worst city in Illinois is Chicago. Surprise. The worst city in Cleveland is Baltimore. Really? I'm shocked. You know what I mean? Come on. We know that. But the decline of St. Louis, I can't even imagine somebody. 1950, 850,000 people. All right? Now, 318,000. Since the 1950s. That's just ridiculous. And let me tell you, St. Louis is the race relations in St. Louis are horrendous. I talked to a lady who didn't even know it. She's like, I'm shocked. She was shocked when I said race relations under Obama were far less, far worse. She was like, hey, where are you getting this information? What are you talking about? She couldn't believe what I said. I told you guys a story. I flew with her on a plane, she and her husband, and she admitted. She goes, Kevin, I'm not political. I'm just seeking my own inner peace. And I go, well, congratulations to you, you know, because I think that's good. I think we need to sometimes pull back and go, you know what, I'm not going to get caught up in all the rigmarole, as my grandmother would say. Boy, get away from all that rigmarole. I love that word, rigmarole. But she would tell me, don't bring me all that rigmarole. I never knew what it was. Is that really a word? I mean, rigmarole, look it up. But it's good to pull back from the rigmarole and get inside of yourself and just say, and find some peace. Because let me tell you, it's crazy out there. This lady couldn't believe it. You would almost have to be a hermit to not see how bad race relations are in this country. Honestly, am I right? You would almost have to be a hermit. I mean, videos of knockout gangs and black flash mobs and the amount of crime that's done. And, you know, what about these kids that beat up this little white boy on Facebook or something? Remember that? They beat this kid up and made him say, you know, y'all beat me up because I'm white or whatever. It was a complete racial incident for black kids. And he was a developmentally delayed, like a 21-year-old guy. They were, you know, beating in his scalp, cutting his scalp, cutting his hair. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was one of those things where if I'd seen him, I'd have beat the crap out of all four of them. Yeah, including the girl. She deserved it too. You don't do that to a developmentally delayed young man who he doesn't even have a malicious bone in his body. Okay, I wouldn't hit the girl. Y'all so sensitive. She's a hoodlum. Anyway, I'll tell you about another lady. We want to talk about race relations. She pushed an old white dude, 80-year-old white man, down in a bus because he was sitting towards the front, cursing him out, telling him he needs to move to the back of the bus. He gets up, she pushes him down to the floor. Now, all this started with Barack Obama. His response to Gatesgate, you know, where the white police officer in Cambridge was accused of racism by the Harvard professor Henry Gates. And Obama immediately sided with Gates, alluded that the white officer had overreacted to the incident because the professor was black. As it turns out, the professor overreacted. Not the police officer. The police officer was doing his job. And I reminded her of Black Lives Matter, a movement built on a lie told by black folks. Hands up, don't shoot. He just walked right up and shot that poor black man. I just shot him in his face dead. You just shot him. Lie. He had his hands up. Don't shoot. Total lie. Michael Brown was trying to kill a cop. Ran back at the cop. Charged him. Unbelievable. Good police officer. Darren Wilson gets fired. His boss gets fired. Yeah. Chief Tom Jackson. Hey, bonus BLM, you got two white guys out of a job. Then Ferguson goes out, and what do? They hire a black dude. Two white guys out of a job, they hire a black guy. And the black guy goes, I want to get more black cops. But they haven't hired a single black cop in Ferguson. What about the administrators at the University of Missouri who got fired because some black dude walking down campus claims that some hillbilly in a red truck yelled the N-word to him. They took him to the chancellor, and the chancellor didn't respond quickly enough. And so the number two guy resigns, and the chancellor ultimately quits. I don't know who they got. You think probably replaced them with two black people. Don't send your kids to the University of Missouri. By the way, the endowment for the University of Missouri fell $6 million instantaneously. People said, I'm not donating to that school anymore. I'd love to have their database. I'd write to every one of those alumni and say, don't donate to them, donate to me, and I'll make sure they never do something like that at your school ever again. It could be done. We recently documented this black chick that gave guidelines to white people to assuage their guilt. She came up with a list of things they could do to make up for their years of being white. Yeah. White people, if you don't have any descendants, will your property to a black or brown family, preferably one that lives in generational poverty. That was the first one of the things that she wanted you to do. Give your money to somebody poor who's black or brown. generationally poor, not just happened to fall upon hard times, but, you know, taking a risk trying to build a business or something. But no, somebody who's generationally poor, because, of course, they really know what to do with the money. They're like lotto winners. And a host of other crazy things that this woman goes, this is what black people need to, white people need to be doing to make up for that, all that bad stuff. Clearly, black leftists have issues, unresolved daddy issues, unresolved, slavery issues, Martin Luther King or Abraham Lincoln issues, because they always are asking for something. So this elderly white dude is on a bus. Black woman walks on, shoves him to the floor with a racial slur. Told him to sit to the back of the bus. The suspect, they say, was between 30 to 40 years old. She's still being sought. 6:30 a.m., 80-year-old man boards the M15 city bus, sat up front. Why wouldn't he? He wants to get out fast. He's 80. She gets onto the bus, takes exception that he would dare sit at the front of the bus, says, you white honky mother, blinky blink. She said it several times. Get to the back of the bus. And at some point, the dude gets up. He's gonna apparently get to the back of the bus so he can just leave. She can be left alone, and she shoves him. Wrong on so many levels: a lack of respect for her elders, a lack of decorum. Period. Right? Just complete a-holism to the hilt. But thankfully, the guy appears to be doing okay. That's another instance. I'm gonna tell you right now where that woman needed to get her butt kicked. Oh, Kevin, you shouldn't hit a woman. Yeah, but she should go hit an 80-year-old man. Right? With no repercussions. I'd get my sister to whoop her butt, because that's what she needed. See, this is the type of racism that has been fomented by Obama that he doesn't want to take credit for, and neither do the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Shake It Off, Shake It Off, dun-dun-dun, Shake It Off. Is that a Katy Perry song? Katy, I don't know. I know she did I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. I know she did that. That's a Katy Perry song. It's like a beef between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, right? Like, Taylor Swift's winning that beef. Taylor Swift is killing it. I don't follow her music or Katy Perry's music or whatever, but Taylor Swift's killing it. She gets awards, and she seems to be making money and doing okay. I mean, I'm just guessing, but she seems like she's doing all right. Who's that? I wonder if they're honest. Can they hear those beeps? People just keep trying to get to us while we're on the show. What do you want? Is that a Facebook message? Yeah, can we do it to where? I don't know if they can hear it or not, but we need to do it to where they can't hear it. Because I can hear it in my headphones, not in my microphone. I can hear it in my headphones. If I can hear it in my microphone, then we would be in big trouble because it would be all messed up. Katy Perry. I can only guess that things aren't going that well for Katy Perry. Maybe she's as bad off as Johnny Depp and Alyssa Milano. Yeah, we talked about them. Johnny Depp is in, like, massive debt. He's selling off everything. It's a fire sale. This dude sold some property in Lexington, Kentucky that I wish I had the money to buy it. It's a steal right now. He's reducing the price. What is it, like $2.9 million now for 42 acres with a 6,000 square foot house on it? And you know it's got to be a pretty fly house to be. I mean, I know Johnny Depp's a weirdo, but I bet you that house is nice. I mean, 6,000 square foot house in Lexington is not a. I mean, you'd probably pay half a mil. But 42 acres? I wonder if it's got like a lake on it or something. But anyway, he's in a fire sale. Because he owes a lot of money, and he divorced this girl he was with. They said Depp had, I don't know how many properties, like 10 properties. It's crazy. He was in debt. Alyssa Milano, get this. This girl was doing a renovation on a $5 million house somewhere in California, which means it was about 1,000 square feet. You don't get a lot of house there. And then couldn't pay the bills, couldn't pay contractors, and blamed her management company. Well, we didn't know that we had to pay these other taxes over here and this, that. She owes the city, wherever the house is, like $380,000 in back taxes on that. You know she's struggling. This girl has gone from, like, what's that show, The Witch Show? You know, on, I don't know, Lifetime TV or something. She's gone from being a movie star to hawking, like, those things, I've fallen and I can't get up. Now, see, if I was hawking, I've fallen and I can't get up, I would be on the upswing. Because I don't even do D-list stuff. But for her, that's a fall from grace. Goodness gracious. What in the world? Now, look at these people that it made crazy money. Who was it? Nicolas Cage lost like $100 million. Tom Sizemore broke. All these dudes. And I don't know their politics. The reason why I know Alyssa Milano and Johnny Depp, because they made comments against, you know, the President Trump. And so I tracked them. Because, you know, I'm like Secret Service on these Hollywood people that make, you know, negative comments against a dude who's doing so well. Because I'm thinking, you should be happy, man. The Hollywood, I call them Hollyweird, they should be ecstatic that Trump is president. Because all they got to do is stop bashing him and make a decent movie. Make some films we want to see. We will be all cool. The same thing with these entertainers. They should be ecstatic. That increases our expendable income. Lord knows, I'm even contemplating going to see Wicked. You know, that's good. You got to take the family to see anything. You got to spend some coin, right? Well, I'm going, okay, maybe we'll go do that. Taking my little boy to the batting cage a little more often. Stuff like that. That's what, when the economy is good, people benefit. But you know what? They don't care. The left don't care. They care about it because they don't think it's going to impact them. And then suddenly, it impacts them. We're not buying their downloads for their music. We're not buying their CDs. We're not buying their books. We're not watching their TV shows like the NFL, right? We're not shopping at their stores, Target. We're not buying their coffee, Starbucks. We're not going to their movies. Worst movie season, they said, I don't know, in like a decade, since 2009, I heard. Movie summer. Worst movie summer. And you know, the private filmmakers, they're doing okay. He's talking to Kevin Sorbo, who's a buddy of mine. He's like, yeah, man. He goes, I'm making these, you know, $3 to $5 million films. And he goes, and we get our money back. We make a little bit of coin and we make the next movie. He's not making these Hollywood $100 million things, $50 million budgets, whatever. But he's doing films that he believes in. And he's making a little bit of money doing it, living a good life. Good for Kev. He's going to do the voiceover for our film, Bleeding Blue. You can go see it at bleedingbluemovie.com. And hey, I'll tell you, we made our movie for a lot less than Kev. Yeah. And it's finished. One of my friends I met, his name is Mike. Mike was good enough. He says, Kevin, we need to finish that film. We told him, and he goes, I got it. And he writes us a check for it right then and there. Gotta love that stuff. Good people you meet out in the conservative world. Good friend of mine talked to him the other night. John Bruner ran for governor in the state of Missouri. And he stepped away, and he's like, yeah, Kev, I still want to do some things. He goes, we're going to put some things together. And he's just dying to do stuff with my team. You know, there are a lot of people out there, good folks. And they're tired of watching what's happening and seeing how, you know, pop culture and the media are ruining us. You know, making crazy stuff. I got a phone call from a friend of mine. We got a project. If it comes together, I swear it is amazing if we're able to put this thing together. So I'm going to be working with him to make something happen that could be pretty impressive if I can put it together with Tea Party Community. So, more to come. But anyway, here's what I want to talk about. Katy Perry. She's selling her concert tickets on Groupon. I saw that, and when I see Groupon, I think of something Spanish, like Groupon. She's selling her tickets on Groupon. Like it's somewhere in Mexico, a big stadium. Are you going to Groupon? I'm going if I can get myself a ticket. Okay, you go. I'll go too. Groupon. You know what that is, right? Yeah. That's like the discount ticket hub. The two-for-one. The two-for site. Pretty much. And see, we warn these people. Stop with the Trump hate. Hillary Clinton, remember she... I think... Didn't she bring Katy Perry in for one of her events? Hillary Clinton couldn't get an audience outside of bringing in somebody special. So she did an event somewhere in California. Katy Perry will be the event. She fills the venue. Katy Perry sings a song or two, goes up and says, I love Hillary Clinton. She's amazing. And I hate Donald Trump because he grabs women by the naughty bits. Anyway, gotta break, 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 shake, 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 shake. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Taylor Swift. And no, maybe, Taylor Swift does Shake It Off. I think so. I get those two white girls mixed up. Anyway, Katy Perry, when she leaves, her audience leaves. Nobody cared about Hillary Clinton. I just want to say that Donald Trump does not deserve to be president, and I'm going to beat him, and we're going to move women's agenda forward. Forward, ladies! And then, boom, everybody left. Same thing with black folks and Jay-Z and Beyonce. As soon as Jay-Z and Beyonce finished, Hillary Clinton did it the wrong way. She spoke at the end. When she had all those black folks in that stadium in Cleveland or wherever it was, and Beyonce and Jay-Z and Barack Obama, she should have said, before they perform, y'all got to sit through 30 minutes of me. Because the minute that Jay-Z and Beyonce finished, black people were like, Hillary who? Shoot, gone, like a turkey through the cone. But yeah, so Katy Perry apparently is hitting it, feeling in the pocketbook. The wrath of conservative America has hit entertainment, and I love it. I hope she's the one of many casualties to come, because this mega superstar apparently isn't so mega. Can't fill her seats on a new tour, resorted to selling her tickets on Groupon. Yeah, this is the Daily Caller. As Katy Perry continues her downward spiral, she's taken to Groupon to sell tickets at a significantly reduced cost. What do you think these tickets cost? Groupon. Upper level, $9. Upper, $3.12. $3.11 was $9. Other ones, $10. Last month, she announced she was postponing her tour due to, quote, unavoidable production delays. They don't happen to people like her. They don't happen to Britney Spears and Taylor Swift. Unavoidable production delays means nobody wants to see witness the tour. She can't sell it out, folks. $9 for a ticket. That's a new low. She's going to have to make a sex tape. That's all there is to it. Because if she's just trying to do it now on top, forget it. Go talk to Kim Kardashian and get some life experience, girlfriend, because you are not going to sell out the Witness the Tour unless you do something dramatic. That's it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
thepowermall.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oops, I did it again. Is that Katy Perry? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson's show. I'm messing with my white boys. Because, see, I know that that's Britney. But I like to mess with them. Because I don't know. These young white girls, I don't know Ariana. I do kind of know Ariana because she says that high voice. She does that, right? That's Ariana. And then there's, what's her name? Selena Gomez or something like that? I wouldn't know her songs. I mean, maybe I would. My little boy knows everything. It is so fun to watch this kid. He's about to turn 11 in December. This kid knows every song. I'm just saying, because his mom listens to all that other stuff. I listen to talk radio. He learns nothing from me. But man, that little dude, something comes on the radio, he's singing, and he actually can carry a tune. And he's got moves, you know? Not moves like Jagger, but he's got pretty good moves. I taught him some Circa 60 dance moves. Yeah, because it'll come back. Yeah, it'll come back. And then when he's doing these circa 60 dance moves, the girls will be like, ooh, where'd that come from? My dad. Woo! I was talking about Katy Perry. $9 for a ticket. Look, I know there's a lot to talk about. I was going to talk about this ESPN anchor, Jamel. Is that her name? Jamel something? Racist? I have to cover that another time, but I will. Because y'all have asked me, Kevin, what about the ESPN anchor? Look, we talk about a lot of stuff here. I would love to be able to keep up with everything, but again, maybe we'll get to Jamel. We'll see. Anyway, $9 for a ticket. New low. Katy Perry might have to consider adult entertainment. Or maybe a side hustle. You know, work in the streets. $9 for a ticket. Come on. That, see, you know what happens when these people travel for concerts? They lose money. Are you aware of this? That's how Toni Braxton went broke. Toni Braxton filed for bankruptcy twice. Twice. Good-looking girl that can sing. Twice. The second time, people were like, she's okay, Toni, shame on you the first time. Now, what's up with this girl? I think she was dating some big rapper, I don't know. And then she got a reality TV show. Then she had to file. Come on now. Shouldn't be filing bankruptcy on that. Oh, desperate celebrities. I'm not surprised, though. Constant bashing of the president. And folks, this is what when I talk about signs, this is a sign. Constant bashing of Trump, Katy Perry campaigning for Hillary Clinton, and suddenly, boom, she gets hit with it. The Trump Hollywood demise. Yeah, it's killing her career. Vocal advocate for Hillary Clinton, loudmouth promoting idiotic leftist policies. She opened up to Entertainment Weekly about the inspiration for her new album and how the election, quote, changed her. It changed her. Here's what she said. Now that I look at it, I was so grateful for the experience of the election to be able to find my voice and be able to test my voice. There was a lot of noise about me taking a stand because I was a neutral girl for a while. I was okay when someone told me, oh, just shut up and sing. That is just precious, isn't it? It was good advice. Shut up and sing. The Dixie Chicks had already set the stage. The who? The Dixie Chicks. Come on. Y'all remember them, right? The Dixie Chicks. Those two girls that talk smack about George Bush or something. That was Bush. Bush didn't have sticky likers. He didn't have sticky followers. He had people that just got mad at the Dixie Chicks for being political. Trump has sticky followers. Sticky supporters. You know what? I explained that. People that like Trump, they like Trump. And when he's done in the election, when he gets reelected and he's finished with his 8 years and he retires and runs off into the places where billionaires run off to, we will still like him because we're going to like the job that he did. Donald Trump is going to go down in history as one of the greatest presidents ever. And I'm telling you that as a guy who was not thrilled with Donald Trump as our president. There you have it. You heard it from me. I also told you he was going to get elected. So for those of you who are going, Kevin, come on, man, and you're being naysayers out there, Kevin, come on, what are you talking about? I mean, I like him and everything, but Kevin, that's a little bit of hyperbole. It's no hyperbole. That's what's going to happen. Why do you think the left is so scared? Look, folks, look at everybody that Donald Trump criticizes. Look at the people that he says, you're on the team. And look at the different. Look at their what happens to them. When Donald Trump goes, you're it, you shoot up. When Donald Trump goes, he tweets, oh, terrible person, terrible, awful, awful guy, whatever, awful person, awful company, whatever, in the tank. Look at it. Go. I told you guys, if Donald Trump told me, Kevin, I'm going to be tweeting about Joe Blow Company and I'm mad at him and I'm going to be tweeting about him, I would consider that inside stock information because I'm going to go invest. I'm going to sell them short. What they call it? You know, you have puts and calls. I'm going to do a put on it or a call. Whichever one is negative, I'm going to do that on them. Make me some money. And if Donald Trump says he likes them, I'm not going to buy the stock. I'm going to do a put. I think that's what you call it, a put. When you say, I believe this stock is going to go up. So if Donald Trump goes, you know what? going to start smoking me some whatever cigarette. Like if he said, I'm going to smoke some, you know, RJR Reynolds. I love RJR Reynolds. They're a great company. American tradition. You got to love them. Tobacco. It's an industry, blah, blah, blah. I just said to you, now you know where my money went. Bada bing, bada boom. But yeah, you poke the tiger and things get ugly. And that's what happened to Katy Perry. MC, they said this type of demise has happened over the last 2 years, and it's mostly being, you know, it's happening to the leftist. They said when Katy Perry hosted the MTV, they call it the VMAs, Video Music Awards, least watched in TV history. Then this year, the VMA, nothing. This year's award show drew 5.4 million viewers, making it the lowest rated VMA since 1994 when Nielsen started measuring the show. Steady decline for the past several years. 6.5 million watched in 2.6 in 2016. 9.8 million watched the year before. Think about that. From 9.8 million in 2015 to 6.5 million in 2016. They lost 3.3 million viewers. The year before, in 2014, they were at 10.3 million. So they dropped a half a million the following year. Highest rated was 2002, 11.95 million. So just say 12 million. Roughly 12 million down to 6 million from 2002 to 2017. Are you people starting to get it that we don't need to pay attention to these fools? They said it was, and for the record, if you didn't follow the VMAs this year, you want to know what it was? It was a giant anti-Trump fest of leftists who believe they matter and who believe that, you know, that's going to help their ratings. It torpedoed their ratings. And if you think it beat them up this year, where they went down to 5.4 million viewers, so they've gone from 12 million to 5.4 million. In from 2002 to 2017, what do you think is going to happen next year? When do they finally go, you know what? The MTV Music Awards or VMA Awards don't even matter anymore. Glad to see it. Katy pulled out a Handmaid's Tale outfit during her opening monologue about how the world is on fire. Presenter Paris Jackson spoke about the need to resist, and the song F Donald Trump was playing during commercial breaks. But the left doesn't get it. See, these Holly weirdos and leftists like them are so full of themselves and their rhetoric. They have all the liberal friends who think, you know, the same. They act the same. Their diversity is skin deep. They ridicule anybody who dare think for themselves. And regular folk, people like you and me, we're sick of them. We're sick of them. We're sick of how they treat the country. We're sick of how they treat the president. And their resisting has fallen on deaf ears. The summer of resistance is such a joke. I laugh about it. Hollywood's going broke. Person by person and company by company, and they don't get it. And it's not just Hollywood. It's Target suffering. It's the NFL. It's Starbucks. It's other companies. Meanwhile, Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, all are going up. Boop, 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 boop. The glitz of Hollywood doesn't even blind you anymore because you can barely see it. And I'm glad to see these guys get hammered. I seriously am. I don't wish any bad luck on people, but sometimes you bring it on yourself. And I'm not gonna wish it away from you because it's a simple thing to do. Shut up and sing. It's good advice.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.